Peace and love, family. It's your man, Mo Morris, and welcome to Hood Radio. Man, what's up, family? If you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you. What's up, family? Let's get right into it. What I want to talk about today is Make It Happen Monday. Make It Happen Monday. Make it happen Monday. Brothers and sisters, somebody tell me what the Monday morning blues is. I've been hearing about this Monday morning blues, man. Somebody tell me what the Monday morning blues is. Brothers and sisters, do you suffer from the Monday morning blues? Do you suffer from the Monday morning blues? Are you waking up on Mondays dragging, frustrated, upset, sad, depressed? They say more suicide is committed on Monday than any other day in the week. Why is that? Because we wake up regretting our lives on Monday. Why is that? Because it seems like it's starting all over again. It's like we living our lives on the assembly line, right? Where every day is a different thing. On Mondays, you got the Monday morning blues. It's too tough on Tuesday. It's humpback Wednesday. It's tired Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. Saturday, I got to go grocery shopping and run around and do all this other stuff. And then on Sunday, I might go to church. I might lay around. And then by 5 o'clock on Sunday evening, I'm going to start hating Monday. And the Monday morning blues going to kick in again on Monday morning. That's how we living, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question. Are you thankful? Are you thankful, family? Or is thankfulness only reserved for November? Is thankfulness only reserved for November, y'all? Brothers and sisters, are you thankful? Are you thankful that you have a life? Are you thankful you're in your right mind? Are you thankful about your health? Are you thankful about your 10 toes? Are you thankful about your 2 feet? Are you thankful about your 2 legs? Are you thankful for your kneecaps? Are you thankful for your hamstrings? Are you thankful for your arms? Are you thankful for your elbows? Are you thankful for your fingers? Are you thankful for your ears? Are you thankful for your lips? Are you thankful for your teeth? Are you thankful for your nostrils? Are you thankful for your eyes? I mean, really, are you? I just named the number of things that God has given us and we use them each and every day, but we don't appreciate those things because if we appreciated our toes, our feet, our legs, our kneecaps, our elbows, our thumbs, our ears, our eyes, if we were thankful for those things, we wouldn't wake up on Monday morning with the blues. Brothers and sisters, you have no reason to have the blues, family. None. If you got challenges in your life, I get it, family. I get it. We all have challenges, family. But what I want you to start doing is I want you to start doing this. I want you to start looking at the situations in your life. I want you to start looking at your life. And I want you to ask yourself, which one is more important? Which one is stronger? Are your issues stronger than your life? Brothers and sisters, let me help you understand something. Your life is stronger and bigger than every challenge and situation you have in your life, family. Your life. Because these things are inside of your life. They're not your life, family. So if we're feeling overwhelmed by situations and circumstances in our lives, brothers and sisters, we are feeling overwhelmed about those things because we are not in control. We are feeling overwhelmed by these things because these things have gotten out of control in our lives. So now these things are running out of control in our lives. Brothers and sisters, if we want to stop getting over the blues, we have to take command of our lives and everything and everyone that's in our lives. You talking to me about your children getting on your nerves. How are your children getting on your nerves? That's a part of parenthood, family. But if you, that's one thing to tell me. Yeah, children going to be aggravated sometimes. They raising, they growing. They're another human being. Yeah, they going to get on your nerves. Their brain's not even fully developed. But if you sitting up here, you telling me that your daughter talking back and your son is being disrespectful, well, man, family, it sound like they need, you need to pass out some knuckle sandwiches. It sound like you need to grab a belt. It sound like when they good and sleep at night, that you need to wake them up with a bucket of cold water and a shovel. If you sitting up here, you telling me somebody that you gave birth to, somebody that's your child, somebody that's living in your house, somebody who bed you bought, somebody who clothes you buy, somebody that open your refrigerator every day, somebody that's living under the building, under the roof that you paying rent for, and you sitting up here telling me they disrespecting you. Nah, brother and sister, you disrespecting yourself. Brothers and sisters, we got to stop leaning into the excuses. We got to stop making excuses for ourselves and for how other people are performing and behaving in our lives. Brothers and sisters, we ain't got no time to be walking around talking about I got Monday morning blues. What is that? Monday morning blues is regret. Monday morning Monday morning blues is frustration. Monday morning blues is being upset with the decisions you made. Monday morning blues is a lack of belief. Now, we walking around on Monday mornings upset, frustrated, depressed. We got the blues because of our lives. Let me ask you something, brothers and sisters. How many of you are ready to trade in and say, you know what? My life, I'm frustrated with it. Man, I just go ahead and drop dead today. You know what, God, I don't want to live no more because of my Monday morning blues. And I'm looking at my life and I'm regretting all these things about my life. And I just want to go ahead and check out. Not one of you in the room right now is going to stand up and say, you know what? Since I'm feeling like this on Monday morning, I just want to go ahead and die. Yeah, you say it, but it's a whole nother story if the Grim Reaper was standing in your doorway right now talking about let's go. Then you crying, you foaming at the mouth, you falling on your knees. They're going to have to drag you out of the room. Death would have to drag you out of the room. And death would be like, no, homie, you got the Monday morning blues. You don't want to be here. You frustrated. You regret. Let's go. And you like, no, no, death, please. I don't want to go. I don't want to die. But you got the Monday morning blues, though. You starting your day off upset. You starting your day off frustrated. You starting your day off with regret. So what are we regretting, family? First and foremost, when you grown and an adult, you regretting some decisions you made. They say that over 70% of men and women of adults hate their job. Over 70% of people hate their job. That means brothers and sisters are going to this job because this job got good benefits. Brothers and sisters are going to this job, but it pays well. Brothers and sisters going to this job because they got good vacation time. Brothers and sisters going to this job because I've been working here all this time. I don't know nothing else to do and I don't want to start over. Brothers and sisters, we have to stop operating in regret because regret is part of the Monday morning blues. Brothers and sisters, we got the ability and we got the strength and we have the capability to look at our lives and build the lives that we want to live, regardless of how many kids you got, regardless of the things that you're trying to get done in your life. And it just seems like you can't get it done. It seems like you always up against a challenge. It seems like something always coming against you. Family, that's life. Family, that's life. Brothers and sisters, life is challenging. Life is challenging if you do everything the right way. Life is still challenging. Brothers and sisters, it's about us being strong enough. Brothers and sisters, you just need to take the time to look at your life and ask yourself some serious questions. You need to ask yourself some serious questions. You need to sit down with a pen and pad, family, and you need to build your future. You need to write down the future that you want to live. Then you need to write down, how am I going to get it done? How do I get this done? Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that you should walk into this job that you hate today and quit. No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying by the end of the year, you can have a new job. Brothers and sisters, we don't have to live lives that we don't want to live. Brothers and sisters, we don't have to be in relationships with people we don't want to be in relationships with, people that we know we shouldn't be in relationships with, but we talking about we afraid to be alone. God, let me ask you this question. Where does fear come from? Fear doesn't come from God. Fear comes from your mind. We create the fear that we face in our lives. I say it again. We create the fear that we face in our lives. Fear is something that is mental. You can't physically point the fear. You can't take a picture out of Jason and say, this is fear. You can't take a picture out of Freddy Krueger and say, this is fear. No, you align fear with them because what you've seen and the music you've heard when they come on the screen. So that music and their behavior, that's what creates fear in your mind, in your thoughts. But brothers and sisters, I don't care what nobody say. Michael Myers, Freddy, Jason, brothers on the street, you pull that thing out, you hit them a couple of times. Even Michael Myers falls down, family. Even Michael Myers falls down when you hit him with the gauge, when you hit him with the gun, family. He might get back up, but he gonna fall down, family. Jason gonna fall down, family. Jason gonna fall down when you stand up and you pull your sword out and you get to go into war. And if they fall down, you need to get on to the next move then and not stand over them and feel proud because you just killed Jason. No, when you kill fear, family, you got to make it happen and keep moving. You don't kill fear. You don't face fear to stand over it and brag. Brothers and sisters, we have to have a little bit more determination in our heart. We got to have a little bit more determination in our mind. What are you thinking about this morning, brothers and sisters, that got you feeling sad, that got you feeling depressed? Brothers and sisters, we don't have the Monday morning blues. Brothers and sisters, we have overcome domination, slavery, misinformation. We done dominated and overcame all these things. We've overcome Jim Crow. We've overcame a constitution that said that we wasn't even a full person. We've overcome laws. We've overcome racism. What we running around with the Monday morning blues for, brothers and sisters? When the fact that we are here, the fact that you have a home, the fact that you got a family, the fact that you got a job, the fact that you can go vote, that goes to show you that we as a people are victorious and we overcome and we defeat the enemy. So why are we walking around with the Monday morning blues, brothers and sisters? We don't got time for that. That's not part of our makeup. Brothers and sisters, when I was a young man in my 20s, I thought I was going to be a pastor. I really did. Family, I was born in the pews of the church. God loved my mama so much that I was born on her birthday, family. And God told my mother that if he gave her a son, she would raise her son to follow him. And let me tell you something. My mama tried that to the fullest degree. And what I mean by that, brothers and sisters, every time the church doors open, I was sitting right next to my mother in the pew, family. You understand me? And in church, they would say that the church is not supposed to mimic the world. That you're supposed to be able to look at the church and see something that's different from the world, right? Brothers and sisters, we are not part of the world. We're not. Brothers and sisters, we are on our own when it comes to this society. We are. We ain't got to sit up here and cry and complain. We ain't got to sit up here and talk about how the police kill us. We ain't got to sit up here and talk about how poor our neighborhoods. We ain't got to sit up here and talk about how bad our children's schools are. We ain't got to sit up here and talk about we don't make as much money as this person because of skin color. We ain't got to sit up here and do all that, brothers and sisters. What we got to do is we got to realize that we are separated from the world. And that's how the world want it. No problem. The world can't stop us. Racism can't stop us. We can do and achieve whatever we want to in this society. But what we got to understand is we're going to have to tie our shoes up tight. We're going to have to tighten up our belt. And we're going to have to be ready to go to war each and every day. Because there's some people that just don't want to see us be successful. But you know what? They can feel the way they want to feel, but they cannot stop us. They cannot stop us. And brothers and sisters, we have to stop mimicking the world. The world is running around talking about Monday morning blues. Monday morning blues is not a black thing, y'all. That's what I'm saying. Monday morning blues is not a black thing, brothers and sisters. Monday morning blues is a thing of the world. Because to be a brother and sister in this world, you can walk around every day with the blues. And a lot of us do. Because, why is that? Because we focused on the situations and the challenges in our lives instead of focusing on the building of our lives. Brothers and sisters, are you building your life? Brothers and sisters, what are you focused on, family? Brothers and sisters, what is your plan? Brothers and sisters, like I said, we running around talking about we overwhelmed about situations in our lives. Brothers and sisters, every situation in your life, you have control over it. Why? Because it's in your life. Brothers and sisters, instead of focusing on regret and frustration and the blues, focus on success. Focus on determination. Focus on the plan. Write your plan out, brothers and sisters. If you don't know what direction you headed in, brothers and sisters, then you need to pull out a pen and a pad and you need to begin to write. You need to begin to ask yourself questions about where you want to go, what you want to do, where do you see yourself? But brothers and sisters, we got to stop this Monday morning blues. That's not our thing, brothers and sisters. Black folks don't have the Monday morning blues. Black folks have victory. Why? Because we come from victory. Because we built our victory, family. Stop running around here being depressed because the Democrats not passing no laws to help black folks. Come on, man. Stop running around here sad and depressed because of all the violence in the hood. Because children dying. Stop crying and get up off your butt and fight. Brothers and sisters, we have to stop accepting things. We got to stop saying that's just how the way things go. Nah, family. Nah, it ain't just how things go. Your life becomes what you create or what you allow. Bottom line, your life becomes what you create or what you allow. That's life. For you personally and for us corporately as a people, it's what we create. It's what our lives turn into. It's what we plan for. It's what our lives turn into. Brothers and sisters, what's your plan? Do you have a plan this morning? Because brothers and sisters, if you organize, if you have a plan, if you have direction, when you wake up in the morning, you know where you headed. Why? Because you have a plan. Because you have direction. So if you have a plan, if you have direction, family, you're not waking up with the Monday morning blues. You waking up with the make it happen Monday. That's what this is about. This is about making it happen on Monday. Not the Monday morning blues, family. It's all about your approach. We're not waking up on Monday morning frustrated, depressed. You know why you waking up like that on Monday morning? Because you frustrated and depressed with the life you living. If you feel like you winning and you living a good life, family, you're not waking up with the Monday morning blues. Nah. You waking up driven. You waking up with purpose. You waking up with direction. Do you have direction this morning, brothers and sisters? Do you? Brothers and sisters, we got bills to be paid. So sometimes we got to work at places we might not want to work at, family. But that don't mean you got to stay there, family. You got to put a plan together to grow, family. You got to put a plan together that's going to elevate you, family. That's your responsibility. Why? Because it's your life. Instead of focusing on the Monday morning blues, we're going to focus on making it happen on Monday. Make it happen Mondays, family. We're going to make it happen on Mondays, family. If you know the rest of the world is walking around with the blues, that means you need to have some positive energy. Because if you're walking around with the blues and you meet somebody that got a good spirit, a good attitude, and good energy, they're going to make you feel better, family. And if somebody make you feel better, man, you're willing to work with them. You're willing to give them good energy because you appreciate them making you feel better. So brothers and sisters, we got to get strategic on Mondays, family. We got to get strategic on Mondays, family. Since we know society is walking around with their lips poked out because it's the Monday morning blues, You need to set you need to set some events up. You need to set some meetings up on Monday, family. You need to set some meetings up on Monday afternoon, family. Why Monday afternoon? Because if people got the Monday morning blues, family, when they get to work, they're going to be real salty. They're going to have a poor attitude in the morning, family. So when you plan to do things in the afternoon, people have been through their Monday morning blues. They done ate lunch, and they're going to be feeling a little bit better. Then when you walk in the room with your good energy, when you get on the phone with them with your good energy, they're going to feel your good energy. You're going to have an impact on them, and that could be a blessing to you because you brought good energy to them. So then them brothers and sisters, they're going to do their best to serve you at their job because you done made them feel better, family, because you walking around with direction. You walking around with motivation. You walking around with drive. You walking around with ambition. You're not walking around with the Monday morning blues. They got the blues and you just made them feel better, family. Brothers and sisters, we have to choose who we gonna be. That's on us. Who you are, what you do, and how you do it, that's on you. And brothers and sisters, I'm saying to you that the Monday morning blues don't exist for the brothers and sisters, family. We ain't got time for that. That's of the world. We're not mimicking the world, family. We creating our futures, family. We not sitting around here complaining and belly aching and oh, woe is me. We not doing that, family. We getting to work. We chasing goals. We achieving goals. We focus. We got a plan. We got a 6-month plan, family. And that's what we sticking to right now. We not waking up with the Monday morning blues because we waking up with purpose. We waking up with understanding. We waking up with direction. We not waking up with the Monday morning blues. We not taking on the issues of the world. We not following the world, family. We not doing what the world does, family. Brothers and sisters, let me ask you this question. Is thankfulness only reserved for November? Is thankfulness only reserved for November? The only time we're going to talk about Thanksgiving and have Thanksgiving on our mind and being thankful and is in November when we have Thanksgiving. That's when we're thankful in November and thanking God for another year going into the new year. Is that how we doing it, family? Family, you got to wake up thankful, family. You got to have thankfulness on your mind, family. You got to be thankful, family. You got to be thankful for your life, family. Brothers and sisters, when we are thankful, when we waking up in the morning, we open our eyes, our brain activate, we take that cover off, we rub our face, and we put our feet on the ground, family. The first thing that need to come out your mouth is thank you for another day. Thank you for another day. 5 words. Thank you for another day. 5 words. Thankfulness. Thank you for another day. If you say that every morning, family, what are you doing? You are starting your day off with thankfulness. You are saying thank you. That means you appreciate. That means you realize that your life is valuable because you only get one. You are thankful. Family, if you are operating in thankfulness, if you operating from thankfulness, you don't have no room for the Monday morning blues. Black folks don't have Monday morning blues. That's not our thing. That's of the world. Brothers and sisters, we don't have Monday morning blues. We cannot afford to think and act like the world. No, brothers and sisters, no. We have to have mindsets of victory. We have to have mindsets of hard work ethic. We have to have mindsets of working smart. We have to have mindsets of planning and organization. We don't got time for the Monday morning blues, family. We don't. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you, family, to stand tall. I want to encourage you, family, to be encouraged. I want to encourage you, family, to be thankful. You know, brothers and sisters, I ain't trying to jump all in your prayer closet, but are you thankful? I'm not saying you got to wake up and thank you, God, and praise the Lord, and Jesus died on the cross. I'm not saying that's what you got to do first thing in the morning, because you might have beef with God. Because we get angry with God, right? You might have beef with God. What I'm saying, I'm telling you to send up thankfulness. Send up thankfulness. Somebody woke you, something woke you up. Somebody woke you up this morning, right, family? You got your brain, it's working. You in your right mind, right, family? Are you thankful for that? Or are you mad that it's Monday? Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, and thank you for listening to Hood Radio. Peace out. What up, Chicago? Peace and love. It's your man, Mo Morris. Welcome to Hood Radio. Man, it's a blessing to be here, family. If you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you. What's up, family? I'm your man, Mo Morris, the one-man army. And family, as we get into it this morning, family, let me just say this to you. Be comfortable being who you are, family. Be comfortable being who you are, family. Be comfortable being who you are, family. You know, you don't got to be somebody else for somebody else, family. You don't got to be somebody for your friends, family. You don't got to be somebody for society, family. Family, the most powerful thing that you can do is to be you. To be true to you, family. That's the most powerful thing that you can do is to be true to you first and foremost, family. Family, before you walk out the door in the morning, look yourself in the mirror, family. Look yourself in the eyes, family. Look yourself in the mirror, family, and let the person in the mirror know that you're about to have a successful day. Let the person in the mirror know that you're a winner, family. You know, brothers and sisters, we live in a society today that want everybody to get in line. They want everybody to think the same. They want everybody to be the same. But we're not the same, family. Brothers and sisters, we might share the same skin color, but that don't mean we the same person. That don't mean we think the same. That don't mean our thoughts are different. That don't mean we care about the same things. But brothers and sisters, you have a right to your square. Back in the neighborhood, we would pitch coins. You know, sometimes you would pitch dimes. Sometimes you would pitch quarters. And we would pitch inside of a square. You would stand on one end of the square, on the other side of the line, and then you would pitch to the other line. You couldn't go past the other line. You couldn't go outside of the square. Brothers and sisters, you have a right to your square. You got a right to your four corners. That's your land. That's your space. They call it your personal space. That's your square, family. That's where you supposed to stand strong at, family. Brothers and sisters, we have to be real with ourselves. We have to care about ourselves, brothers and sisters. Success starts with personal care. Success starts with personal care. That's mentally, that's physically, that's financially. Brothers and sisters, we have to care about ourselves first and foremost before we can be worried about caring about everybody else. If you're treating a stranger better than you treat yourself, you got a problem. If you're treating a friend better than you treat your family, you got a problem. You know, brothers and sisters, we got to understand that this thing not perfect, man. This thing not perfect, man. I'm talking about life. Life is not perfect. You know, we've been trained to look at life through the boob tube, through television. I was listening to something the other day. They said a number of people are walking around frustrated because they believed the dream. They believed that they were going to be movie stars. They believed they were going to be millionaires. And now they're realizing that that is not the case. So they frustrated. So they angry. Well, brothers and sisters, if that's the case for you, the reason that happened is because you believe in somebody else's story. You believe in somebody else's dream. You believe in the dream of a millionaire. You could become a millionaire, brothers and sisters, but it's not going to be because you watch television that you become a millionaire. You're going to become a millionaire because you're going to sit down, you're going to put a plan together, and you're going to execute the plan. That's why that's going to happen. You know, We not children, family. There is no such things as fairy tales. There's no such things as fairy tales, family. Fairy tales are not true. Fairy tales are not real. What's real is getting up every day, rolling up your sleeves and getting to it. That's how you're going to achieve any amount of success. You got to roll your sleeves up and get to work. And you got to be true to yourself, family. Today, we're going to be talking about in the message, we're going to be speaking about, I am from a time when rappers lived the lives that they rapped about. I am from a time where rappers lived the lives that they rapped about. I am from a time when rappers lived the lives that they rapped about. Do you remember the first time you heard hip hop music? Do you remember the first time you heard rap music? Do you? You know, back in the day, I can remember music before rap music. Right. I was born in 1974, family. So I remember music before hip hop. Right. I remember listening to what they called the Dusties. Right. Man, I remember listening to Stevie Wonder, family. Whew. Man, I thought it was awesome that Stevie Wonder was a blind man and he was a musical genius, man. That man couldn't see anything, but he could see everything, man. His music was beautiful and it came from the heart. Right. Man, I remember Prince. My goodness, man. Prince took the world by storm, boy. I remember Michael Jackson, family. And let me tell you something. I think I can speak for everybody that saw this happen live. Do you remember when Michael Jackson did the moonwalk, family? When Michael Jackson did the moonwalk, the world stopped, family. I remember music, man. I remember Rick James. And I'm not talking about the Dave Chappelle skit, Rick James. I'm talking about Rick James that was on the album cover with a red guitar with matching red boots. You know, I remember Rick James' song, Busting Out. You understand? I remember a time before rap and hip-hop music. I remember that. I remember when rap came in, you know, Curtis Blow coming through the door. And you know, that first wave, you know, them brothers had Carefree Curls and they was rapping right on. You know, it was cool, but you know, I was still into the slow jams. You know what I'm saying? You know, but then I heard my homies at school one day, family, they was talking about Eric B and Rakim. I was like, Eric B and Rakim, what's that? And he's like, man, this dude, he's a rapper. And all the time while the shorties was talking, I thought it was Eric B was the rapper. But Eric B was the producer and Rakim was the rapper. And man, the stuff that Rakim would rap about, man, he was talking about follow the leader, move the crowd, microphone fiend, right? I remember KRS-One. Man, KRS-One, man, the energy that would come off dude. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's when I started moving towards hip hop, you know, but then I heard NWA, you know, NWA appealed to me because they seemed to be street homies and I was a neighborhood dude and they was neighborhood dudes. You know what I'm saying? And you'll hear a rapper say, all I can do is rap about my life. All I can do is give my story. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I related to them dudes. You know, them dudes was growing up in Compton, California, and, you know, they was giving their story. You know what I'm saying? I remember Public Enemy, you know, with their producer, their DJ Terminator X, and Flavor Flav. You know what I'm saying? Public Enemy took the world by storm, you know? These are the things that, you know, fight the power. You know what I'm saying? You know, man, I remember this time, family, you know? I remember that rap music, hip hop started in the projects in New York City, right? And these brothers and sisters were living in the projects and they would throw parties in the projects, in the neighborhood, outdoors, kicking it, having a good time, no violence. Everybody knew each other. Everybody went to school with each other. Everybody grew up together. So they would party. They wasn't in the neighborhood killing each other. Wasn't nobody selling crack in the hood. You understand? But then I also remember the transition of hip hop music, where it was a message that was created for the people. It was a message created to give the people a voice. It was a message created because brothers had another way to display their talents. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I remember that, family. But then I remember the game turning to NWA. And we were screaming F the police. But then we was also saying a bitch was a bitch. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's amazing how, you know, you listen to a poet like Ice Cube. Because Ice Cube got a mean pen, y'all. You listen to a poet like Ice Cube, who's very talented, very gifted. You know what I'm saying? But Ice Cube really wasn't no street homie like that, though. Ice Cube wasn't no killer. Ice Cube wasn't in the street pulling no triggers. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't Cube. That wasn't Cube. Cube was a family man. Cube had a wife. You know what I'm saying? So when I found all these things out, I must say, family, I was blown out of the water when I found out a number of these rappers. I'm talking about the rappers we grew up with, man. A lot of these brothers married. I'm talking about married, family, with wife and children at home. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, I remember a time when rappers lived the lives that they rapped about. You know, man, you couldn't talk about it if you didn't live it, family. And, you know, I'm listening to these brothers rap about pimping and women and running trains and, you know, and they got a wife at home and they got children at home. You know, and just because they say it, that don't mean they do it. But then I found out that these brothers were they giving us a script, family? Were they giving us a script like this is how we want young black males thinking? This is how we want women looked at. Man, in the early times of hip hop, man, we wasn't calling sisters out their name. We wasn't. But then you got a cat like Too Short that come on the scene, and Too Short changed the game. Too Short also changed how we view women. Black women. That's a fact. But family, here it is. You know, these brothers are married. I'll never forget Snoop Dogg. Do you remember Snoop Dogg? See, society today, these young brothers and sisters, they see Snoop Dogg and they see Snoop Dogg with the dreadlocks looking like your uncle. I remember, do you remember Snoop Dogg? I remember Snoop Dogg. Do you remember the first song you heard Snoop Dogg on? All Together, y'all. Deep Cover. That's how the world met Snoop, remember? He did Deep Cover with Dr. Dre. Right? Do you remember Snoop riding on the bicycle on the handlebars with the afro blowing in the air with the Dog Pound jersey on? The name of the music video was Gin and Juice. Do you remember that? You know what I'm saying? Man, this brother Snoop Dogg got a wife and children at home. This brother T.I., remember T.I.? The King of the South? That man, Rubber Band Man, paper, you know, Rubber Band Man, married, family. And I'm not saying it's bogus that they married. I'm not saying that at all. But I think that it's challenging that you got brothers talking about pimping and killing people and stuff like that, and they got a whole family at the house. I am from a time when rappers lived the lives that they rapped about. You know, brothers and sisters, we got to keep it real. And these brothers, you know, these rappers, you know, they are, you know, they got a gift. They got a talent. They out here going to get it. You know what I'm saying? You can't knock that. But you are responsible for what come out of your mouth. You know, they say it's freedom of speech, but you got to pay for what you say. You know, and a lot of brothers have created a persona, like they've created characters. They've created characters to make you believe something about them. You know what I'm saying? They've created characters to make you believe that they're a pimp. They've created characters to make you believe that they're a killer. They've created characters that condone violence. Right? Look, man, I'm not knocking anybody that's who they are. Man, if you're a street homie, if you in the pistol play, if you in the moving bricks, if you in the going to school, if you in the being faithful to your girl, if you in the sticking up people, if you in the robbing people, if you in the showing up on time for work, showing up on time for class, if you are willing to work hard and be where you supposed to be, if you're willing to smoke weed all day and drink liquor and sleep until sun go down, if that's who you are, that's who you are, family. Period. But the problem comes in, brothers and sisters, when we create characters to present something that's not real. That's a problem. You know, when I played football, family, you know, you got to go through a process to get ready to play football. Yeah, you got to train and everything like that. No doubt about it. Yeah, you got to run. No doubt about it. But you know what you got to do, family? Every time before you go out on to play football, you got to put your uniform on, family. You got to put on some cleats. You got to put on some gloves. You got to put on some knee pads. You got to put on some thigh pads. You got to put on the tailbone pad. You got to put on shoulder pads. And you got to get ready to go. You got to put on a helmet, because football is a dangerous sport, family. And that's the uniform for football, that equipment in a jersey, right? You got to put your uniform on. I'm starting to look at these brothers, these rappers, these sisters, these rappers. I'm starting to look at brothers and sisters when they go to get in that booth and they put that character on, just like a football player puts his uniform on, his shoulder pads on. Brothers and sisters, our rappers, and I'm saying our rappers because this is our music, right? These are individuals that we paying, right? Our rappers are putting on uniforms, family. They putting on characters. These people, the things they rap about, they not living all of it. They not. They not living these lives, family. These cats not killers like that. Coming up, it wasn't. Now, you got the brothers nowadays, you know, it's like, man, you know, times are different. Back in the day, brothers and sisters was making music to provide a voice for the people, to give a voice to the hood, because hip hop was created in the hood, right? Hip hop was created to empower. Hip hop was created to inform. Hip hop was created to educate. Hip hop was a bullhorn for the hood, family. You know, I talk about Ice Cube and N.W.A. and things like that. But N.W.A. was talking about how bogus the police was. That's why they made F the police. Then next thing you know, Rodney King happened. And everybody take a step back like, whoa. Nah, part of their message was true. That was true. But them cats not killers like that, family. Never were killers like that. But what they did was promote a message of killing. And guess what happened? We got more killing in the hood. I'm from a time when rappers lived the lives that they rapped about. If you running around talking about you got the AK-47 hanging out the window with the banana clip and you squeezing and chopping cats down and airing out the house. If you doing that, that's a damn shame. But if you doing that and you rap about it, hey, man, real is real. But if you go home and kiss your wife and hug your kids and you ain't going nowhere near the street, you ain't going nowhere with no gun, and the gun that you got is registered with law enforcement and you a law-abiding citizen and you paying taxes, hey, man, you a liar. If you sitting up here promoting violence and you not violent, and you want to look me in my face and you telling me you just giving me your story. Nah, family, you telling a lie. You sending people off. And I think that's inappropriate when we send our brothers and sisters off like that. For the name of a dollar. For money. You sending people off and You at the crib as a husband. You at the crib as a father. You know, it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. You know, like I said, hip hop was created to give a voice to the people, the brothers and sisters in the hood, because that's who created it. And whoever creates something has a right to say what it is, right? If you create it, you own it, it's yours, right? Right? Okay. So nowadays, it seemed like to me, and it just ain't started with today's times. Don't get it twisted. This materialistic music, this money, cash, clothes, women, success. You know what I'm saying? I get it, family. It's been in the mix. But look nowadays at our artists. Look at our artists nowadays, family. Our artists go live. Our rappers, excuse me, not just our artists. Our rappers, they go live. What they do? They go live. Are they telling young people, hey, man, hit them books, family? You know, if you want to have success, everybody not going to be a rapper, family. But if you hit your books, man, you do what you're supposed to do. You stay in school. You make it happen. Back in the day, the message used to be stay in school. Back in the day, cats would say stay in school, family. Right? What these cats do, they get on live. They smoking weed. They drinking. They showing their crib. They showing their car. They counting thousands of dollars in your face, family. That's what they doing. And you know, man, you be like, man, you know, live, nigga, live. Go ahead, brother, live. Woo-wop the bam. Do what you do, right? But I got a question for everybody to think about. Why they showing us their money? You know, I ain't trying to create no beef here, but I'm just trying to point out something that bothers me a tad bit. I was watching Brother Soulja Boy the other day. And Soulja Boy be japping out, don't he? But Soulja Boy was sitting on the live smoking weed and counting out stacks, family. Stacks. In our face. He counting out stacks of bread in our face. And you want to be like, man, Big Mo, let that man live. No doubt about it. But where I'm from, you don't put your money in people's faces like that. Where I'm from, you're not flashy like that. But the question I'm asking is, why is he doing it? Once again, hip hop was created to uplift the people. Hip hop was created to inform the people. Hip hop was created to empower the people. That's not empowering the people. That's not uplifting the people. That's not giving the people a voice. What the hell is you showing me your business for? I can speak about it because he's showing it to me. If he didn't show it to me, I couldn't speak about it. He wants me to know how much money he got at that moment. Why? Why? Brothers and sisters, the message today is to get famous. That's why we go live. That's why we put all our business on Facebook, because we want to be semi-reality stars. Right? We talk about keeping it real. Man, it's so much reality show on TV, man. It's crazy. It's so much reality television out here. It's crazy. Because we want to keep it real. We want to see real lives. So why is this man showing me all his money? How is that helping the brothers and sisters in our lives? How is that helping to empower? Soulja Boy might not be there to empower people. Soulja Boy might be there to say, hey, look at me. But brothers and sisters, I want to say this. If something that was created for the people to empower, to inform, to uplift, that can never be about me. That can never be about me. Ever. It won't roll right. I mean, you look at the culture now. Go ahead and look at the culture. And you tell me that this is the culture that you're proud of. Tell me you're proud of it. I'm proud to be black, but I'm not proud of what's happening in the black community. At least what's presented. I know it's good taking place in the black community, but I'm not going to turn a blind eye to the death and destruction that's taking place in the black community being done by black people. Right on. So brothers and sisters, I'm asking a question. We sitting up here empowering these rappers. We buying their music. We're their fans. But what are they giving us? We giving them loyalty. We giving them their bread. We giving them our money. You know what I'm saying? We making these people rich. We empowering these artists. And what are they giving back to you, brothers and sisters? They showing you how much money they got to count on live. That's what they giving back to you. They telling you the next drug to take. That's what they got for you. I grew up in a time where you was drinking malt liquor, smoking weed. Cat might do some cocaine. Heroin was around. It wasn't in my face, though. But now these cats introducing lean to the people. People drink more lean now. Why is that? People drink more lean now because they heard it in the music. Right? So what are our artists supposed to do, brothers and sisters? Are they supposed to introduce us to new drugs? Are they supposed to tell us about killing? Are they supposed to motivate us to disrespect our women? Are they supposed to motivate us to be disrespectful to our community, to our culture? Are they promoting the killing of another brother and a sister, then tell you that you can't say nothing about it to the police because snitches get stitches? Is that all our rappers are supposed to do? Are all our rappers supposed to do is get killed, get murdered? Because of the gang culture? Is that what's supposed to happen, family? Is that what we willing to accept from our artist family? We have no expectations for our artist family. Is that what we saying out here in the street today? Brothers and sisters, I am from a time when rappers lived the lives that they rapped about. Hey, family, a lie is a lie. I don't care who tell it. I don't care how much money they got. I don't care how much you like them. If they tell you that they doing something that they not doing, if they tell you that they somebody that they're not, they are lying, family. A lie is a lie. Period. Brothers and sisters, I think that we should demand more from people we pay. I think we should demand more from people that we find ourselves loyal to. Brothers and sisters, it shouldn't be enough that they got a nice chain, that they got nice earrings in their ear, that they drive a nice car, that they drive nice, that they fist full of jewelry. That shouldn't be enough for you, brothers and sisters. But the reason that that's enough for us is because black folks, we focus on our pain so much that we looking for joy. And we find joy in materials. We not the only people like that, but we find joy in material things, family. We find joy in the right now things, family. Why? Because we operate and move around like we in so much pain. And when you in pain, you want relief. You want to get away from the pain. We look at our lives with so much pain. We look at our neighborhoods with so much pain. We look at our schools with so much pain. So much pain that we ain't got no joy. We ain't got no joy about our neighborhoods. We ain't got no joy about our life. We ain't got no joy about the schools that our children go to. We're not happy about those schools. We don't respect those schools. We talk smack about the teacher. We talk smack about the principal. We talk smack about the food. Those are ours. But we don't view them like that because we viewing them and we looking at them with eyes of pain. And the reason we're looking at them with eyes of pain because we feel that we live in lives of pain. We feel it's so hard to be a black person. That's what we believe. And we believe in what somebody else telling us. Yeah, you damn right. It's some challenges in the hood. You damn right that it's some challenges out here in society being a brother. And a sister. You damn right. That's a true story. No doubt about it. It is challenging out here. But I tell you this, family. Everybody got a challenge or two in their life. And brothers and sisters, instead of being mad at your skin color, let that empower you. Brothers and sisters, we got to look at society and say, society is an opportunity. My neighborhood is an opportunity. My child's school is an opportunity. An opportunity to do what? An opportunity to get better each and every day. Can't nobody block your opportunity, family? Can't nobody block your child from going to school and closing his or her mouth and learning and becoming the best student they become? Ain't nothing stopping that child from happening. Ain't nothing stopping that child from doing that when him or her goes to school. Ain't nothing stopping us from turning the crime around in our neighborhood. But we loyal to the street. Especially we run around talking about snitches get stitches. If snitches get stitches, then what should the kid do? What should the kid get that's walking around here firing loose in the neighborhood and stray bullets killing innocent children, innocent people? We can't do nothing about that because we loyal to the street. And the thing is, half the people that's loyal to the street, not even in the street, but they obeying the street code because they scared of the street. That's why we walking around with pain in our eyes, because we got fear in our heart. We afraid of stuff. We afraid of people that look just like us. We afraid of people that look just like us bring more hell in the hood and don't do nothing for the hood. Because we afraid to die. And I ain't in the room acting like I'm King Kong. Don't get it twisted. But I tell you this. If you want to remove pain from your face, from your eyes, and fear out of your heart, think about the future. Excuse me. Think about the future, brothers and sisters. Think about the future, brothers and sisters. What type of future do you want for your children? What type of future do you want for your community? What type of future do you want for the education of your children, education of our people, the employment of our people? What type of future do you want? Can anybody stand up in the room and say that we should listen to individuals who would rather be a character than be themselves? Why should I want to listen to a man that wants to hide the fact that he's a good husband and a good father when that's what's needed in the hood? But he'd rather promote drug dealing and violence to me because he's putting on a character. Why should I embrace a sister who would like to get on the mic and exploit herself and brag about being a hoe? Brag about it. And I don't call women hoes because I think a woman has a right to get down with her body just like a man does. But when you out here promoting robbing cats and doing this, that, and the third on the illegal side of thing, and you playing a character. You playing a character. I think about one sister, she out nowadays. I can't think of her name right now. Oh, Meg Thee Stallion. Meg Thee Stallion is a college graduate and had like a 3-point something GPA. Now, she might be promiscuous and thick and like to do her thing, but damn, sister's a college graduate. I found that out on the humbug. But what Meg Thee Stallion known for? Meg Thee Stallion known for being on the song WAP. But how many little sisters would look at education different if they knew Meg Thee Stallion was a graduate, a college graduate, and had a 3-point something GPA in college? Now, come on now, y'all. Man, I mean, when I found out 2 Chainz was a graduate, a college graduate. I just found out 2 Chainz got a wife and kids. I mean, these cats are husbands. Husbands, y'all. Husbands. They say black men don't want to get married. Hell, these rappers getting married. Married. With children. And this brother's a graduate. A college graduate. Nobody know that about 2 Chainz. Yeah, you can research him and find it out and look up his bio. But why 2 Chainz? I ain't never heard 2 Chainz promote education. I never heard him promote education. I heard him promote smoking weed. I heard him promote drinking oil, drinking liquor. I've heard him promote running women. And hey, man, if that's part of the game, if that's your story, praise God. But I've never heard 2 Chainz, Megan Thee Stallion, I've never heard a rapper promote education. I've never heard a rapper promote graduating. I've never heard a rapper promote getting married. I've never heard a rapper promote being a good father, being a good mother. I've never heard that. I ain't heard it in their music, but I heard a rapper put the formula to cook crack on his album. I've heard that. Brothers and sisters, we got to stop listening to characters and embrace real. Keep it real. Embrace real people. Embrace people that's willing to be who they are, regardless of who, what, when, where, or how. Brothers and sisters, we have to stop empowering characters. These rappers, they characters. I'm not knocking rap music. I grew up on rap music. I love hip hop. But what I don't love brothers and sisters who promote one thing and they really another one. They really somebody else. They really not that thug. They really not that killer. They really not that pimp. Feel me? Before I close, I remember an interview with Jeffrey Atkins, a.k.a. Ja Rule. And a assistant in the audience asked him a question. She said she was asking him something about him and Ashanti. And he was like, whoa, whoa, honey. I'm married. And I was like, dang, Ja Rule married too? I'm married. But when Ja Rule was running around on the screen and doing his thing and talking about chopping cats up, killing cats and, you know, moving product, he wasn't talking about being no husband. Ja Rule was married back in the day when he was doing that music video and the rumors of him and Ashanti and him being a womanizer and him moving product and him beefing with 50 Cent. That man ain't say nothing about being no family man. Brothers and sisters, I ask this question. Do you want to keep it real and live a life of success and to feel good about yourself and feel good about your neighborhood, feel good about your future, feel good about the schools in your neighborhood? Or do you want to continue to follow characters? Individuals who are not themselves, individuals who would rather flaunt money in your face, individuals who would rather keep you in the dark and not enlighten you and not empower you and not uplift you. Why? Because when a rapper goes into the booth, they put on their character just like a football player puts on their equipment. They got to get ready to do their job. Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and thank you for listening to Hood Radio. Peace out. What up, Chicago?